Park City High School senior Claire Oberg says the idea behind the all-girls hackathon is to explore career options while collaborating on real-world projects.
We're going to allow them to choose from three different kind of career paths, so either in terms of research, user experience, design, and programming. And they'll do workshops based on what they're interested in. And these workshops are going to be hosted by members of the Qualtrics team, so kind of coach them in a way. And then after they go on their different workshops, they're going to come together in different teams. So we'll take one person from, say, the programming workshop, one person from the user experience workshop, and someone from the research group.
Senior Sela Serafin says there is not much happening in the state for girls who want to pursue tech careers. So when they started the club last year, they were looking for a clear purpose.
Giving them experience in like technology while helping to plan the event. So some of them would be working on like building our website, some working on, you know, getting sponsorships. So having people work from all levels so they're getting that experience at the same time, which I think is a really valuable experience that doesn't come out of all school clubs.
Oberg has taken computer science all 4 years of high school. Their first club project was to develop an app, Food for Good.
We eventually want to probably integrate it into the community, but it's to facilitate the communication between restaurants with extra food and food banks. And we actually worked with the Christian Center here to talk about how it could potentially work with them.
Qualtrics is a Provo-based tech company that is supporting the event. They'll have mentors who will be there to teach the workshops and help kids through their projects. They've set up a GoFundMe page and have reached their goal of $1,700, so it's free for everyone who wants to participate. Serafin says they'll provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with swag and prizes. They have about 55 people registered, with some kids coming from as far as Price. They have space for another 20 kids.
We also bought t-shirts that like everyone's gonna get, and then like with the help of like all of our sponsors, we've like gotten a bunch of other things for like a swag bag to give away to people at the beginning, and then we bought prizes to give at the end.
They wanted a 24-hour hackathon, but realized getting chaperones would be difficult, especially for the first event. The hackathon is Saturday, April 30th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Park City High School. No experience is needed to attend. Their registration link can be found on kpcw.org or go to pchackathon.webelieve.com. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.